Hello and welcome to another edition of the Solid Rock Minnesota podcast. It's a place to swing by for a brief moment for some stories and news and things to ponder. It's a place to take a small pause from your busy life. So grab yourself some coffee or a mug of tea or a pop, as we like to call it here in the North Country, and kick back for a moment. Take a breather. Sitting here this morning looking out at yet more snow coming down, I've been given some time to once again reflect. So many thoughts are swirling through my head today. First, of course, is the question, will it ever stop snowing? We have had well over 16 inches of snow this past week, and we've also had the joy of freezing rain. Our driveway and the road out to the highway, it's covered and frozen solid with a few inches of thick ice. And every time it melts a little bit, the snow just turns into more ice. We have several inches of thick ice on our road. It's as good of ice as any hockey rink out there. Yesterday, I volunteered to go get the mail. My best half has been doing that and going to the chicken coop daily using the tractor or his 4x4 truck. It's just that thickly covered with ice these days. The kids and grandkids came by the other day and had to park down on the road and hike in. And one by one, they did the banana peel slip and landed on the ground in a heap. And I'm glad no one was too badly hurt, and it's a reminder to us that the tractor and truck are going to be our main modes of transportation through the yard and roads until we can see the gravel again. But yesterday, I decided to take a walk to the mailbox at the end of our driveway. It's not super far, maybe like a half a block if it was in the city. It should take a couple minutes down and back, but yesterday it took about 10 or 15 minutes to walk that short distance. I started doing the penguin shuffle, and though planning to wipe out, I made it to the turnaround where it was a slight decline. I started gliding across the ice uncontrollably, heading for a snowbank. Luckily, I made it to the snowbank on the other side of the turnaround and was caught by a crusty and hard-packed icy snowdrift. That hurt way less than if I would have nosedived to the ground. I was able to stop myself and regroup and think on where to go for my next path to the mailbox. I mean, I figured I was halfway there, so there's no sense in turning back at this point. So, much of this week has been, once again, holed up in the house and doing projects, and I'll admit it, one day we both took a nap in the afternoon. I still am not sure if it was due to us being tired or just plain boredom from not doing anything outside lately. Maybe that was my reasoning for walking the gauntlet in the driveway. So on I went. I found some slushy ice along the side of the road and took the path less traveled through the pine trees. I figured I could hang on to the branches if I started to go down and fall. But the snow was over a few feet deep in the pines, and as I tried to walk, my boot came off, leaving me with a bare foot to try and get back into my boot. After a few tries, I got my wet bare foot back into my boot and climbed out of the knee-deep snow and headed back towards the road. I reminded myself, next time walking outside, put on socks before you put on your boots. My foot was wet and cold and starting to be kind of numb. Once on the road again, I inched my way to the mailbox about 10 feet away. I lost my balance and started to try to recover, flapping my arms as if it was going to get me to fly out of the fall. Well, for once in my life, I was able to recover, and as I was slipping past the mailbox, I lunged for it and stood there hugging that big old box as if we were long-lost friends. So I stood there for a few minutes trying to regroup and build up the courage to make the trek back to the house. I was kind of glad we lived on a secluded dirt road at this point, where no people had to watch me walk to the mailbox. I looked at the mail and realized that I had just spent this whole scary, slippery walk down to the mailbox just to pick up a handful of junk mail and advertising. After a few moments mustering up the courage to walk back to the house, I started to head in that direction by way of the other side of the driveway. In calculating the trip back, I realized the other side of the driveway had the trailer, the camper, the kayak trailer, and the sun shining and melting the driveway into more slush than ice. So slowly I skated across the driveway and grabbed onto the welcome sign a few feet from the camper. I then made it to the camper. I gave it a big hug, caressing it and telling it that come summer, we'd be spending some time together. I then lurched ahead to the utility trailer parked next to it and stood there for a minute trying to figure out my next steps. Well, after debating it for a second, if I wanted to venture into more deep snow, I bypassed that. In that spot stood another trailer with the kayak on top of it, just resting and waiting for summer. I did stop for a second to longingly wish it well through the remainder of winter, and I promised many trips to the water with it come summer. I ventured back on the driveway as I once again approached the turnaround area, but this time I wasn't sliding downhill. It was a gentle slope upward. I took a few steps and slid back down. So I decided to climb it like it was a big hill, and I started zigzagging back and forth as I made it up the small incline. I was feeling a little bit cocky about making it across the turnaround this time, and then I realized I was only halfway back to the house. Focusing back on the rest of the ice road I had to walk, I aimed for the vehicles in the driveway and latched onto the back of the big van, and then over to the 4x4, and finally to the minivan door handle. So I opened the minivan and just sat down for a minute to gather my nerves. I had made it to the mailbox and back and hadn't wound up on the ground. Granted, my foot was still pretty soaked and cold, but no falls this trip. As I made my way the last 10 feet into the house, I was greeted by the dogs and my best half. He asked if there was any good mail. I said no, that it was all in the recycling bin, and proceeded to take my boots off and thaw my foot out and take my jacket off. I began to tell him of my adventures on the ice road, as we now refer to it. He listened while sipping his coffee and then asked, "Why didn't you do like I've been doing and take the tractor?" Having no good answer after the near-death experience I had just had, all I could do was look at him and throw an envelope from the Office of Kansas Tourism. That was yesterday's mail. He had sent away for that when we had planned the trip south for this week. He set it on the kitchen table and raised his coffee cup up in a toast. "Here's to a spring melt of the ice road and soon to be open water of the lakes for fishing. Until then, I'll take the tractor down the road. Or better yet, I'll send my best half." Once again, thanks for listening to the Solid Rock Minnesota podcast. We're honored and grateful. If you'd like to receive a free Solid Rock Minnesota bumper sticker, please message us here or go to our website at www.solidrockminnesota.com. We'd love to send you one free of charge with no strings attached. Until next time, may you be filled with life, laughter, family, and friends, people who truly know you. Many blessings.